Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, as you know, cocaine is imported in large amounts into Europe. And one of the ways that it's brought into Europe is with cows. To explain, on the line is Max Stevens, international crime correspondent for the Daily Telegraph. Afternoon, Max.
Good afternoon.
Could you describe the mechanism, how exactly this works?
So, essentially, you have cartels who control ports in Brazil and Colombia. And what they will do, they will get very large, approximately sort of 200 meter long sort of livestock ships, and they will pack them full of cows, you know, up to 2,000, 5,000, 10,000 cows at a time. The livestock ships will then depart and they will meander around the coast of South America, normally around the Caribbean. This is where they will then be, cocaine will be loaded on board the ships from, you know, speedboats. The drugs will then be sort of stashed on board, and then the livestock ships will sail across the Atlantic and they will head towards Lebanon, Egypt, Algeria, which is the sort of countries of destination where they will deposit the cows. And then at some point in the journey, the drugs will be thrown overboard, normally attached to sort of, you know, flotation devices with a GPS tracker. And then speedboats will come along, pick the packages up, and then they will smuggle them into ports in Europe. And then the ship, which still has all these cows on board, continue on to the Middle East and North Africa.
And they throw the drugs overboard. Is it like when they hit the Mediterranean?
It's when they get into the Mediterranean, yes.
Yeah, and the reason why they're using this cover, what is that?
It's twofold. One is because it's a huge deterrent to police, because, you know, if you think about it, you have this 200 meter long, you know, often these ships are absolutely decrepit, sort of 50 years old. And you've packed it with thousands of cows, many of whom have sort of died during the voyage or are diseased. So you have this sort of rotting, festering hulk. It's naturally going to put police officers wanting to search it. But the other and perhaps more bigger method, or the more important reason why they do it, is because it's such a logistical nightmare for police officers if they want to intercept one of these boats. If they intercept one of these boats and it's carrying, you know, 10,000 cows, you know, what on earth are they going to do with all these cows on board, especially if after all this money, manpower and resources which have been put into the operation, there are no drugs on board? Mm-hmm. And then they're just left with all these sort of livestock. So, you know, and these ships will carry between 4 and 10 tons of cocaine at a time, which, you know, although is significant, is maybe, you know, is not enough for the risk-reward ratio if the police try and intercept these boats and there's none on board.
And I imagine the smell, given that the long trip they've already taken and some cows have died or diseased, there's dung, etc., that sniffer dogs wouldn't have much of a chance there trying to even detect the cocaine.
No, they wouldn't. You know, I mean, the sniffer dogs, they're going to be put off. If you know, you've got thousands of braying cows sort of wallowing in their own filth. And as you said, you know, the smell on board would be absolutely horrific. Indeed, the only seizure of one of these ships was the Orion 5. And when it was taken into the Canary Islands in Las Palmas, you actually had, you know, people in the city who were complaining of the smell when the ship was brought into dock. It's that sort of bad. So no, sniffer dogs would be pretty much, you know, useless in that scenario. But the other thing is, when the drugs are stashed on board, from what I've been told, they don't need to be hid particularly well. I mean, in the case of Orion 5, the drugs were simply found, you know, stored inside, you know, the grain silos. They don't need an elaborate method for stealing the board, for stashing the drugs when it's inside the ship.
Would the fact that the somewhat circuitous route these ships take alert the authorities as to what, you know, the suspicious vessels?
The thing that alerts you know, intelligence analysts who are sort of tracking sort of, you know, maritime drug trafficking. The thing that alerts them is when they see a ship behaving suspiciously off the coast of South America or Latin America, you know, because you would expect, you know, if it was a normal livestock ship, sort of legitimate, it would depart from, you know, Colombia or Brazil, or even there have been cases in Uruguay as well, and they would just set sail directly. But if you see a ship sort of meandering around the Caribbean islands, which is a known sort of hotspot where you'll get ships, you know, not just livestock ships, but other commercial ships loaded with drugs. If they see one acting suspiciously, sailing back and forth, up and down, then that's normally the first red flag, which will then have it marked down to law enforcement as this is a ship to watch.
Yeah. How often do these ships depart?
Well, the simple answer is we just don't know. One source told me they're detecting these ships of a rate, or they're detecting a suspicious livestock ship, up to one a week. But again, the difficulty with this is because it's such an effective method of trafficking, and there's only ever been one seizure that's been recorded, we simply don't know how often they're getting through to the ports because they're not being picked up.
Yeah. And so then once they've dumped the drugs, they then go on to the likes of Beirut. The cows must be in an awful state by the time they arrive there. Is it known what happens to the cows? Are they actually bought by people there?
They are bought. The reason why Lebanon, why they deliver the cows to Lebanon and Egypt and in some cases Algeria, is because the sanitation regulations at these docks are far lower than in Europe. So none of these ships are going, towards Calais or Antwerp or wherever. They're only bound for the Middle East. So, and the other interesting fact about this is that quite often the owners of these ships are companies who are sort of organizing the legitimate shipping of these cows. They don't know that the ships are being used to carry drugs, which is the other factor in it.
Max Stevens is international crime correspondent for the Daily Telegraph. Max, thanks a million.
No problem. Thank you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.